Imagine experiencing debilitating pain that disrupts your daily life, yet doctor after doctor dismisses it as just stress or all in your head. This isn't rare. It's reality for millions. The ancient Greek concept of the wandering womb continues to haunt modern gynecology, with women's health concerns consistently dismissed throughout history. The term hysteria, derived from the Greek word for uterus, contains all the judgments about female bodies that have persisted for thousands of years. While no modern doctor believes wombs literally wander, echoes persist when endometriosis patients are told to get pregnant as treatment, or when women seeking sterilization are told they'll regret it. From medieval witch trials to 19th-century surgical removals of clitorises and ovaries, women's symptoms have been consistently misattributed and mistreated. By the late 1800s, Charcot and Freud moved hysteria from a disease of the body to one of the mind, leading to the modern perception that unexplained physical symptoms must be psychological. Despite medicine's claims of being evidence-based, gender inequality permeates research. Until 1993, major clinical trials routinely excluded women entirely. Funding disparities remain troubling. In 2022, the NIH allocated $37 million for smallpox, eradicated since 1949, compared to just $27 million for endometriosis, affecting 10% of women. Most sexually active adults lack basic knowledge of reproductive anatomy due to persistent societal taboos. The female reproductive system is more complex than commonly portrayed. Ovaries produce multiple hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone, beyond just eggs. The fertile window after ovulation lasts only 12 to 24 hours, with fertilization occurring in the fallopian tube. The vagina contains rugae, folds for expansion, with estrogen receptors maintaining lubrication and elasticity, and hosts a protective lactobacillus-dominated microbiome. The clitoris extends far beyond its visible glands, with its body splitting into two arms, crura, of erectile tissue that extend up to 4 inches along the vagina and urethra. With gynecologic issues, determining whether symptoms are truly abnormal is challenging, especially for conditions present since puberty. Focus on quality of life disruption rather than commonality. Before appointments, track symptoms, period patterns, pain levels, and triggers to maximize brief consultation time. Document your menstrual history, pain details, digestive and urinary symptoms, skin changes, sexual function concerns, and mood symptoms. Specify when pain occurs during sexual activity and clarify pregnancy intentions. Know what you need from your provider: diagnosis, treatment options, education, or reassurance. Fibroids, benign tumors of the uterine muscle, affect up to 80% of Black women and 70% of white women by age 50. While not everyone experiences symptoms, many suffer from severe pain, heavy bleeding, bloating, pelvic pressure, infertility, or miscarriage. These tumors form when uterine muscle cells multiply rapidly, creating hormone-stimulated clones. Depending on their size, number, and location, fibroids can press on surrounding organs, causing bloating and urinary issues, or trigger alarmingly heavy periods with large clots. Black women experience fibroids 3 times more frequently than white women, developing larger tumors with more severe symptoms 10-15 years earlier, disparities likely resulting from interactions between genetics, environment, diet, and stress. Treatment options include medications, NSAIDs, hormonal birth control, GnRH modulators, uterine fibroid embolization, UFE, to block blood flow to fibroids, myomectomy, to remove fibroids while preserving the uterus, and hysterectomy, as a definitive solution, each with different implications for fertility. Endometriosis and adenomyosis are often invisible conditions with no definitive tests, leaving patients told nothing's wrong despite debilitating symptoms. Endometriosis affects 1 in 10 women and takes 7 years on average to diagnose, with patients enduring multiple specialists and normal test results while suffering severe pain. These conditions involve abnormal endometrium-like tissue growth outside the uterus in endometriosis, within the uterine muscle wall in adenomyosis. Both inflame surrounding structures, affecting multiple pelvic organs and causing bowel symptoms, urinary problems, and pelvic floor dysfunction. diagnosis requires surgical confirmation with tissue removal and microscopic examination. The gold standard treatment for endometriosis is excision surgery, while adenomyosis typically requires hysterectomy. Most patients benefit from a holistic approach, combining surgery, medication, pelvic floor physical therapy, dietary modifications, and mental health interventions. PCOS affects over 10% of those assigned female at birth, making it the most common endocrine disorder among women of reproductive age. This complex syndrome impacts appearance, weight, health, fertility, and mood, yet remains poorly understood. The condition presents contradictorily. It can cause periods to disappear for months or trigger persistent heavy bleeding. Even its name is misleading, as patients don't necessarily have polycystic ovaries to receive the diagnosis. PCOS is essentially a hormone imbalance affecting ovulation and menstruation, manifesting as menstrual abnormalities, infertility, mood disorders, skin changes, and metabolic issues. Diagnosis requires at least two of three features: infrequent/absent periods, signs of excess androgens, or polycystic ovaries on ultrasound. Being overweight increases PCOS risk, though many have lean PCOS with symptoms despite normal weight. With no direct treatment available, management focuses on addressing symptoms through medications tailored to individual needs, including hormonal methods, fertility treatments, dermatologic interventions, and diabetes medications. Much of PCOS management occurs through nutrition, exercise, and stress management, particularly important given the increased metabolic risks. Sexuality varies greatly between individuals, often constrained by religious and cultural factors that prioritize men's pleasure over women's satisfaction. Many avoid seeking help for sexual health issues due to embarrassment or unawareness of treatment options. Despite 20% of American women reporting pain during sex and 40% experiencing sexual dysfunction, many receive dismissive advice like "just relax" from healthcare providers with minimal sexual health training. Sexual health problems fall into four interconnected categories: pain during sex, low libido or desire, difficulty with arousal, and anorgasmia. These issues frequently influence each other. Pain can reduce libido, while inadequate lubrication may cause painful intercourse. Female sexual response is complex, with no single solution for all disorders. Treatment typically requires a multidisciplinary approach combining sex therapy, improved partner communication, pelvic physical therapy, and sometimes medication or devices. Pelvic floor PT particularly helps address conditions causing pain during sex, including vaginismus, vulvodynia, menopausal changes, and scar tissue. Gynecologic conditions share a common thread: a profound lack of research. While 80% of Black women develop fibroids with devastating symptoms, the root cause remains unknown. Unlike conditions like diabetes that receive continuous funding, gynecologic issues affecting virtually all women see few breakthroughs despite causing debilitating distress. This neglect stems from misogyny, racism, and dismissive assumptions about women's bodies. Female health problems are often expected to be tolerated rather than treated as legitimate medical conditions. The more symptoms reported, the more likely patients are dismissed as hysterical despite normal tests. It's time to break this cycle. Women deserve to understand their bodies, advocate for proper care, and seek second opinions when necessary. By speaking openly about taboo topics, joining support groups, lobbying for research funding, and committing to advocacy, we can leave hysteria in the past. Your pain is real, your symptoms matter, and you deserve healthcare that treats you with dignity.